Thanks for joining us today on CC and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained. All right, we all know that CC is not shy on words and very very expressive. And so welcome to CC and Doc Talk. And this one here is the sound effects and conversations that you hear in a house where there's a cancer treatment happening, specifically radiation and chemo. So also a warning, there could be some explicit language in this one because, it's just not good. So you were just saying that how much our conversations in the house have been, really overtaken by conversations around side effects.
Side effects, symptomology, how do you feel today? How's the nausea today? Are your hands cold today? Can we go outside today? Is it too cold because of the cold sensitivity in your hands? I'm like, no, it's probably, a 6 today. It might be better than yesterday. And then,
Open the refrigerator today?
Can you open the refrigerator and get out the milk for
there's
me?
Wind, you're going to have sprinkles in your nose.
Do I need to heat up your water? And you're like, how bad does your nose hurt today? And then you go to blow your nose and you're like, oh my God, it's bloody. And then you're like, my toenails are green. And then you're like, and then Amy's like, what? And I'm like, come look at my toenails. They're green. And then
I'm like, no, they're just dirty. And you're like, no, they're green.
But I think the reason why this conversation came up is because, as most of you know, I have rectal cancer. And so that is a cancer in a particular part of the body that people don't like to talk about. And I was just in the bathroom.
And so I'm hearing the sound effects and they are nothing shy of a comedy skit. So let's just turn this into a comedy skit. So we're going to go through the list of side effects that we have here. Cindy can add to it, whatever. So, the first one on the list is the cold sensitivity and neuropathy. So
my brand of chemo creates this cold sensitivity neuropathy. It's from the oxaloplatin, which is part of my 5 different chemo cocktail drugs. And it makes everything feel like electrical shocks when you are exposed to or you touch cold. And it's fingers, it's toes, it can be my legs, it's my mouth, my throat, it's my nose. My nose, if I get cold air up my nose, it feels like there are fireworks going off. And then I immediately go into a sneezing fit. And then there's also like a ton of snot with my chemo.
Wait, we're going through the list here. So all right, so I want you.
Fireworks in the
nose. So what are the sound effects that we often hear around this cold sensitivity thing? You go in the refrigerator.
There's a lot of fuck.
And you're like, ow, trying to get something over to from the refrigerator to the counter. You're like, ow. It's like, damn, it's still there.
I know, because sometimes I forget my gloves or I don't put my gloves on to go in the fridge because I'm like, oh, it should be better today. And then I go to grab something, I'm like,
is it still there?
I feel like I'm being shocked.
You're like, here. And then sometimes you're like, here, take this. And you almost drop it. Okay, so there's that one. Oh, we're going to keep this moving right along because this is a comedy skit here, as opposed to scientific explanations of things. But we all know what diarrhea and constipation are. So we're going to go back to the radiation. Mm. Right after you had your radiation, one of my favorite comedy skits.
My 25 days of radiation in 5 days. They call it short course now, and it's very intense.
And it happened right on Christmas Day when we couldn't get a hold of anybody. You had all of a sudden, you were like giving a baby out your ass.
Yes.
And so the hemorrhoids and
birthing.
Birthing a baby and the contractions that were happening.
I have never been in labor because I have not had children, but I can only liken it to birthing a baby out my ass.
And so what it sounded like to me was, ow, motherfuckers. Oh my God. And I could only sit and have this deep sympathy, but I was like, "Holy God, you're just—you're cracking me up!" Oh, motherfucker! So, and then it switches over then to the constipation, and you're like, "Oh, ow!"
Well, yeah, because now I have like a planet. I have a solar system of hemorrhoids. It is now being tweaked by the harder stool that comes out with the constipation. It's just
so
it's
every
such a
time,
joyride.
Every time you're in there, it's some sort of sound effect.
And I almost feel bad right now because if anybody is about to go through cancer treatment and they're listening to this,
just turn it off right now.
Yeah, just turn it off. Because as you can see, I am laughing about it now. And I truly, at the time, I never thought I would, but I made it through it. And we can now look back. back and laugh at it, of my days upon days of swearing and swearing and swearing and just screaming. And by the way, there is a proven fact that swearing and screaming and making noise during pain, and specifically swearing, actually helps pain management. So fuck that.
Exactly. All right, here's the next on the list: extreme fatigue and brain fog. So, I mean, when you get sleepy, you're like, I'm sleepy. I'm just going to sit right here. And then your brain fog.
I turn into that really slow turtle from those old cartoons. The old, old cartoons. Do you remember that turtle that used to talk like this? And it's like everything just slows down and I lose words and I lose sentences and my synapses are clearly not firing. I mean,
you're kind of like, and you put it in that white thing with sticky stuff on it. I'm like, the envelope? yeah, that. So the other one is, slow it down now for the chemo brain. The eye disturbances.
Oh God. Well, yes, eye disturbances are—they're crazy.
My eyes are stuck. My eyes just got stuck. I just look to the right, and they're kind of now jittery looking. This is weird.
I get a little cross-eyed.
My eyes are stuck. This is what I hear.
Yeah, if you wonder if chemotherapy affects your brain and your neurology, it is certain. And that was my first couple of rounds when my dosages were higher.
Yeah.
And they did lower my dose because, you know, clearly we were probably causing brain damage. And hopefully I get those cells back at some point. But I told you, I said, what did I say to you about? I said, I'm probably losing more brain cells in chemo than I did partying in college.
Yeah, you said you should have saved those brain cells. So you
not that I partied that much in college, but you know, like the average person. But I remember back then, you know, we were always worried about killing our brain cells, and here I am, you know,
killing my brain cells
completely involuntarily.
Alrighty, you ready for this next one? As soon as I say it, you're going to feel it, but then you have to describe it. First bite.
Oh my God. So
it's like biting a lemon, right? When your jaw or something really sour and your jaw just locks up.
And your jaw locks up, but it's not just the locking up of the jaw. It's this, you get like this shooting pain that sort of extends toward your ears. And it's all like
electrical. What do you sound like when it happens?
Because it's with every first bite of food, you know, as you start a meal or if I have a snack, if any time passes in between eating, every first bite creates this sensation.
And especially if it's cold, like a bite of yogurt. You know, when you bite yogurt, what does it sound like?
Oh, that's my sound. So yeah, that's my first bite syndrome.
That's how I know it's still happening, is because, you know, you kind of go,
And some of these, by the way, you know, you tell your doctors about, and they're like, that's not very common. I'm like, well, clearly I am, you know, I'm the unicorn because I got a bunch.
Yeah, but it is more common. It's just, it's not high on the
list. It is more common, especially if you're a part of like a Facebook group or any group or chat group or that.
Yeah, those are common.
Lots of people have
But the doctors are focused on all these others.
The doctors really focus on peripheral neuropathy that can be more permanent. And so they focus a lot more on the
That's not on my radar, so it doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah, same
But it also doesn't make you a hypochondriac, just so you know.
Well, the one that they don't believe exists or didn't know exists when you mentioned it to your doctor was acid tears. Yeah.
Acid tears. So after, again, oxaliplatin, it's a wicked, wicked a drug. It contains platinum. And so it causes what we call painful tears or acid tears. And so for the first week after chemo, I can't cry. So imagine, you know, going through cancer treatment and being in a fight for your life and not being able to cry.
Don't cry. That's why we use a lot of humor.
Don't cry. Don't cry. So we have to use a lot of sarcasm and a lot of, we don't usually use sarcasm, but we've been using a lot of like morbid humor, anything.
Well, and we don't say, I'm sorry. We've talked about that. We don't say, I'm sorry. So we replaced it with, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
This fucking sucks.
Anything not to cry. Because when I do cry, my tears actually feel like there's an acid burn in my eyeballs, and it actually makes it worse. And so then, I just don't cry.
All right.
And again, it was worse with the higher doses.
All right. Well, and another symptom is headaches and nausea, and I'm going to do those together. And your explanation to that was, I feel like I got really drunk. I mean, at least if you
like,
you had way
too many martinis and
hard alcohol.
Yeah. Like I had way too many martinis and I'm fighting the flu at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, and I know a lot of people end up with the vomiting and knock on wood, I've managed to avoid the vomiting and, you know, doing certain things to try to to try to avoid that. But it's always just under the surface, and you just feel like fucking crap for a few days.
A few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it gets better. And then I get a week where I feel awesome, and then I get to go do it all over again.
I have to.
You
don't. You don't do a lot of the morning. You don't go every once in a while. You're like, it's more like, oh, ooh,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I get a lot of burping and a lot of reflux.
That's actually the next one, is indigestion and reflux. Yeah.
Hiccups, burping, reflux, indigestion.
If I could do a big belch like, right now to imitate that, but you are like...
It sounds like I'm going to throw up, but it's just uncomfortable. You know, it's just, I don't know, just generally shitty.
And then on a rare occasion, you go to brush your teeth and you spit and you're like, oh, I think I just ate a frog, because all of a sudden it's kind of like bloody and... green, whatever.
Yeah, sometimes my gums bleed a little bit. And when I blow my nose, I usually get a little bit of blood.
Usually when you blow your nose, it's like, I just blew Rudolph through my nose. You're like, look at this. It's all red. I just threw up, or I just blew out Rudolph.
And in the grand scheme of things, believe it or not, like, I actually think that I'm probably I don't have it as bad as some people, because like, I know some people get like full on nosebleeds that don't stop. I mean, you know, there's just, every body is different and every body deals with chemo differently. And my body apparently processes chemo really slowly. So I was a lot more miserable for, you know, my first couple rounds until we lowered my dose back a little bit. Like, I likened it to hazing, because I said, you know, they try to throw every single thing at you to see what your body can take. Because again, you know, this is a life and death fight. They want to try everything they can at you to see what your body can take. And at one point, my body was just kind of raving the red flag going, and literally the white flag, because my white blood cells keep tanking. And that, in some ways, thankfully for me, you know, my immunocompromised status is actually what caused them to lower the dose less than my side effects. So I was sort of fortunate. And not fortunate, but now, of course, you know, I double mask everywhere. And folks, please remember those immunocompromised people when you're still running around. We do still have a little bit of COVID running around. And, you know, me getting COVID is a bad thing. That's just my
all right. Back to the comedy. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to, let's talk. Well, I just want to, you know, the whole sinus and the bloody nose things. And from my perspective, this is what I get. Look at this.
Yeah,
blow your nose and you're clean, it's, you're like, check this out, man.
There is no modesty and no dignity in cancer. There really isn't. I mean, truly, like, you have seen now my butt, you know,
your stool. I know.
You've seen my poop. You've seen my, you know, you played with my green toenails. You've had to examine my butthole. I don't know how many times to check out the hemorrhoids. I mean, literally, it is a disease without dignity and modesty. So,
well, we did have to put like this thing called Proctifoam up there. And I likened that to like putting the can of Ready Whip up there and spraying it. So that'll give you a different visual of Ready Whip.
No one's ever going to be able to have Ready Whip again.
No. All right. You want to talk anything about that whole, all right,
snot.
I have tons and tons of snot.
For some reason, my chemo regimen, which is FOLFOX 6, for some reason it affects your mucosa and your mucous membranes, and so I have just constant amounts of snot.
And what that sounds like to me is sorry.
That's why I'm not allowed to say sorry, but sorry. Sometimes it still comes out.
Sorry. All right, and what about this? We're going to end on this. There's a couple other here. You know, there's a throat fatigue, and
my throat gets really tired, especially when we do the podcast, and it gets kind of sore and scratchy
and stuff. Yeah, and then what about the throat paralysis, where all of a sudden, that's a scary
that one's fucked up, and it's really actually very scary. So usually the first couple days after chemo, there are at least a few instances where when I am eating food, my swallowing mechanism stops working. And so I could have a bite of food in my mouth, completely chewed and ready to go down the hole, and I go to swallow and I can't. Now, I can still breathe, and that's good, but being somebody who has always, again, I think I mentioned this in my past life regression podcast, being somebody who's always had like this weird fear of not being able to breathe, and having, and then, you know, thinking that in a past life, you know, somebody asphyxiated me, like, I can breathe, but I can't swallow. And for some reason that feels a lot like, so I have to sit there, like Amy will be sitting next to me and she'll be like, I see it. And I'm like, I can breathe. I can breathe.
And that's it. I'm like, good. Okay, can you breathe?
I can breathe. Can I can't swallow, like, but I can breathe. And
yeah, then but for some reason, you never like to swallow.
And
anyway,
then,
so.
And then you have to. Then I have. Then I get to show you my food because I spit whatever I have in my mouth. It's all chewed up. I just spit it right on my plate, and then I. And,
it's
and
just
I,
like a. It's a hairball. Like it's a like cat leaves you a present, you know.
It's like I can kind of trigger the mechanism again if I drink some liquid, but I don't want to drink liquid with food in my mouth then because I'm afraid that, you know, I might get stuck. So I spit all the food out on the plate. So Amy gets grossed out to the max. And oh, then
I reach over and eat it.
Oh, that's gross.
All right. The last one we're going to talk about is this muscle twitching. Now, I know you have it in your hands and a little bit like that, but this last round you turned into Peter Rabbit.
Oh my God. So sometimes I get this weird sort of paralytic feeling in my right thumb, which is a little... That's a little scary too, because, like, honestly, there are sometimes after chemo, I'm just like, just watch me for signs of a stroke, would you? But then you think half of these side effects are signs of a stroke. So who would know right. if you're having a stroke or if you're just having chemo side effects? So, yes, last time chemo turned me into Peter Rabbit.
Your nose started twitching.
Peter Rabbit. My nose started
and your eyebrows.
Twitching uncontrollably, and my eyebrows and everything with it. And we were like, what?
It wouldn't stop. And the only way to make it stop is for you to put your hand up there.
Yeah, I had to hold my
But
forehead.
Your commentary was hysterical.
We do have a video of that. We'll post it on our social media. It is, yeah, wow.
So anyway, I just wanted to share with all of you the comedy show that is in our house these days, because Cindy is so just truly... She's very expressive and explicit through this process, and of course can't cry, so we laugh a lot. And I tell you what, you have been. I do feel bad that you are going through this. It breaks my heart. Yet you have also been my constant source of amazement in your strength.
You mean amusement, not amazement, right? Amusement.
Yeah, I mean, all right, amusement. You have been a source of amazement in terms of your tenacity and your wherewithal and your strength and your courage and amusement with your commentary. So
thank
on
you.
That note.
On a more serious note, I do want to say, if you are going through this treatment, it's super important to pay attention to your side effects and to track them. And so the reason why our discussions in this house a lot center around side effects is because it's really important to know what's happening and be able to share that with your doctor. But it's also important that your care partner know what's happening with you, so that if something did happen more serious, they would be able to go, oh, well, earlier she was experiencing this, this, and this, and that then can help with diagnosis.
Yeah.
So super important there. And on that note, I got to run to the bathroom again. So see y'all later.
Thanks for tuning in to CC and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at CC and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.